This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the Infowars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are back live, hour number two. I'm going to take your phone calls until we're joined by Mark Moreno, Climate Depot, looking at Al Gore's new incredible load of baloney, part two, an inconvenient load of horse manure, part two, and then we will have Mike Cernovich popping in to tell us about some of the big leaks he's going to be breaking down today in the fourth hour when he hosts the fourth hour that CNN and a bunch of other publications and outfits have just been dreading. I do intend to add a lot of other talk show hosts here in the near future. We're just busy getting the board operators and producers and everybody lined up. Probably go, I don't know, 10 hours a day live and then 16, 18 hours a day live, TV/radio. So that's going to be happening in the next 2 to 6 months, adding that in. I still haven't gotten to the phase of putting all that in place, but we're very, very close. As I told you 3 years ago, we're going to take the info war to the next level. We're going to change the world. Every few years, I tell you, we're going to go to the next level now. And through the grace of God and your prayers and support, we then shed our skin and grow to the next level. And so we're doing that in the face of unprecedented attack. Thanks to your support and your prayers, we are making it through even stronger. Ben in PA, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Finally, glad to be able to get to talk to you. Been trying for a week. Glad to get
back at you.
I just wanted to mention something here about James Comey, and I think it's fantastic that Trump got rid of him. I think it's the best thing that he's done since being sworn in. I mean, I think if anything's going to rally his base, it's got to be this. I mean,
absolutely. Comey was just arrogant and did whatever he wanted. We're just sick of these rogue agencies and rogue bureaucracies. It's just, and I mean, I think Trump ought to sack them all. And, you know, he ought to just go after anybody that's sitting there trying to stand in the way of restoring our republic. You got a bunch of foreign globalists who have hijacked the country. Get out of the way, man. Get out of the way. Quite frankly, this globalist invasion is so bad, Trump could call the military out and have them all arrested. I'd support it. Because they're a bunch of foreign globalists that have hijacked the country, and I want their asses kicked out of here. George Washington would have arrested them a long time ago. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, they'd be tarred and feathered if Washington was still here. It's fantastic. I mean, he did get a little sideways there, and I think it's right, all of our right to criticize him when he does. You know, I mean, that's natural. We don't want to fall in line like the liberals did with Obama.
That's right.
But I just love it. I mean, I think this is a rallying cry to all of us. This is something that says, hey, he's not been taken over. He's his own man. He's there. He's got a. This is the start of draining the swamp, which is what I'm hoping for. I mean, this really points to, you know, hey, maybe Hillary Clinton could be thrown in jail, which she should be. I'm not going to say she will, but, you know, my fingers crossed that she is.
She should be. I mean, look, there's all this interlocking corruption, so nobody wants to bring somebody down. They're like too corrupt to fail, too corrupt to be brought down. We've got to do it. And Trump is in the swamp. He is battling sea monsters and giant crocodiles and alligators and swamp things. He's not just draining it. He's in the swamp battling these creatures. And I don't expect him not to get some swamp thing, you know, guts and blood on him. I just don't want to catch him in bed with a swamp thing.
Right. And I honestly was worried. You know, I'm not saying I got away from him because I was like, he needs our support. He needs to hear from us saying, you know, don't go sideways, stay the straight and narrow. And seeing this, you know, yesterday I was at my parents, visiting my parents. They live about an hour away, and we went and this news broke. You know, I read it on InfoWars and I read it out loud. And my dad, who he's been in the hospital for 7 weeks with pneumonia, he just got home. And, you know, he jumped up and about half clicked his heels. You know, that he fired Comey, got rid of him. And he's like, well, hopefully this is
not. Absolutely. Comey and Lynch, they all deserve to be arrested, in my view. They stood there while the Obama and the Clintons. I mean, Obama has been caught with the Muslim Brotherhood overthrowing secular governments and our allies and putting dirtbag Wahhabists in. They all need to be arrested. I mean, it's just a fact. It's not authoritarianism. They're all traitors. Arrest them all. Thank you, brother. We'll be right back.
First, it was Bill O'Reilly. Is Hannity next? The big media are at war with President Trump and his allies. David Horowitz reveals the truth in his new book, Big Agenda. Big Agenda exposes Obama's secret plan to stop Trump. Ann Coulter says, arm yourself with Big Agenda. Rush says, you must read it. Get Big Agenda, a number one Amazon bestseller, or check out the free offer to save almost $30. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Comey, the FBI director, has been in 4 years. Acting like a giant fruit salad on two legs, who sat there while Loretta Lynch and all these other people committed just crimes in front of everyone. Let the Clinton Foundation run wild. Let Obama sell us out to the Islamicists. Obama got caught financing the Muslim Brotherhood, had CNN promoting the Arab Spring. I mean, good God, people. Lordy, lordy, to quote Comey. This has been out of control. Completely and totally out of control. And I've said Trump has to go on the offense. Everything the Democrats say he is what they've been caught doing red-handed. Illegal server, lying about it to Congress, you go to jail. Hillary meeting secretly with Putin, all these business deals, you go to jail. But instead, they want to delegitimize the election we had. And the special interests that have hijacked this country want to destroy our president. They're never going to let him even compromise with them because they want to destroy the image of nationalism. They want to defeat that idea. Their whole world government's in crisis. The president can give them no quarter because they're not giving us any. I don't want to sit up here, and I've been on the air 20-plus years, and talk about arresting these globalists. And you know, they're the ones calling for civil war. They're the ones calling for everybody's death. They're the ones running around foaming at the mouth, wanting physical confrontation with their Antifa communist idiots out beating up women everywhere. They're the ones looking for it, ladies and gentlemen. Running their mouths. Trying to destroy this country. Telling those of us that actually defend the Republic and don't compromise that we are foreign agents of Russia. Congressional hearings where they say Alex Jones is under criminal investigation or being directed by Russia. We believe he's being directed. Do I get subpoenaed? Any time in the past, if they were going to have somebody from the federal government, from the Board of Governors of the Federal Elections Commission, and the FCC testifying, the Armed Services Committee, I would get a subpoena and I would testify the next day or the day before. Not now. They just say, yeah, another Ruski agent, Alex Jones. And that's meant to intimidate everybody. A bunch of globalist traitors, a bunch of scum trying to set up world government, trying to transfer our sovereignty overseas, trying to sell out all of our weapon systems to China. You're going to point your finger at me with no evidence because I don't want to have war with Russia? Because geopolitically they're not a threat? And then you're going to tell me I'm a traitor? No, you're the traitor. And you are the enemy. And you are the ones that need to be investigated. And you are the ones that need to be arrested because you're globalist stooges at those big multinational combine consortium groups and think tanks you go to, where you sit there with all your interfaced groups inside governments and corporations making sweetheart deals, insider trading, and everything else to screw this country over and parlay our power into your world government. I got news for you. You're the enemy. And the world is learning about it very, very fast. So I think Trump needs to go on the offense, and this is a breath of fresh air. After his adjuncts telling him to sign on to that horrible health care bill, we got a better one now. He's done some bad things, but overall some great things. So I'm backing Trump, but do you agree with me or disagree? He's got to go on the offense. He's got to go on the offense aggressively because it's his duty. These people have committed crimes, and they're openly in New Yorker magazine, everywhere else, trying to organize an overthrow of the president. They're trying to have his own cabinet declare him mentally unsound because he actually won't sell out to them and he's not a yes man. He is the 45th president of the United States and is actually executing faithfully his duties. I look at these arrogant clappers and arrogant Brennans. The Wahhabist Brennan, 2 days before the president gets in, he says, "Watch your mouth, president." And he couldn't believe he got fired when Trump fired him. These people are out of their minds. We didn't elect Brennan. We didn't elect Comey. We're not going to have you sit here like a bunch of chihuahuas barking at the bull mastiff and telling it that you're the boss. We didn't elect you, chihuahua, toy poodle, whatever it is you are. You're so delusional, Comey and Brennan and everybody else. You just think you're going to run your mouth all day and sell this country out. We're going to sit there and take it. We're done. We elected President Trump. He can do whatever he wants now constitutionally with Russia. All he's doing is put more troops on their borders and cutting off their energy supply. Oh, because he's a Russian agent, right? But it's the right thing to do to cut our competitors' energy off. See, the globalists had our energy cut off, didn't they? That's why the Russians and other people are giving so much money to the Democrats, along with General Electric and others, to make sure they all could have their cheap power and sell their energy, and we couldn't. Oh, I'm sorry, Trump kind of messed that deal up, didn't he? Because he's a Russian agent. That cost Russia, some estimates, of $3 trillion in the next decade. Donald Trump took Russia and slammed its head up against the wall, and it's sitting there on the ground, and then you sit there like a bunch of traitors and say, he's the traitor. You're idiots. You're scum. You're the scum of the earth. When you sit there and see somebody executing faithfully as the President of the United States, and all these traitors and all the scum and all their followers and all their dumb minions are saying, kill our president and go after Alex Jones and all this crap. School teachers calling for me to be killed because I'm informed, I'm dedicated, I'm focused, I know what I'm talking about. And I'm mentally ill, just like Trump, because I don't want to go join some big combine and screw everybody over. I actually believe in humanity. I actually believe in being honorable. Huh. I just can't believe how scummy this country's gotten. I love this country, but I look at the scum. I look at the trash. That infest Congress. And I see Biden shooting his mouth off about the Russians. When his son took over the gas fields that Russia controls into Ukraine, just stole it. See, it's one thing to turn our coal back on for Americans' advantage. If that hurts Russia, sorry, this is our land, our gas. You're competing. It's not personal. But you send in George Soros and people to steal the Russian gas lines coming in to the Ukraine and then just take over the gas and then put the snot-nosed son of Joe Biden in charge of it? That's disgusting. It's like Juncker, the heir to the entire Nazi fortune, the number two Nazi family, German royalty, his father. His grandfather took over Luxembourg, and their family owns it and controls it today. He's like the king of Luxembourg. That's who's the head of the EU, unelected, running his mouth about how they'll overthrow Trump. People go, they laugh. Hell, they control our media, folks, the big banks. Federal Reserve's mainly owned by European banks. These people are out of control. Harry in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding, Harry. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Well, first-time caller, love the product. I got a Trump Pence 2020 shirt, and I got a lot of crazy looks when I walk outside with it.
But it's all about exercise and free speech, absolutely.
But anyway, I wanted to get to my Comey firing. This has been a long time coming. And he's been using his stance as the FBI director to use that leverage to keep the Trump administration in place, just like you say, to keep them paralyzed. He was doing it just like Senator Reid was doing it.
Yeah, here's the inside intel. The FBI leadership is deep state control that has been basically trying to blackmail Trump with made-up info to submit to their foreign policy and their operations, and Trump just said, I've had enough of this crap.
This whole fake news Russian collusion thing was the perfect thing that fell into his lap to keep him down. So he was just stringing it along, saying, "Well, we're still investigating," just to keep it in, to keep him in place, so he can.
That's right. And now he wanted more money for it, even though they've admitted in a year of investigation, nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing there.
It's a house of cards, and it's all crumbling down. And now we have to find out who the leakers are. We have to look at Susan Rice, Sally Yates, Barack Obama, it's whack-a-mole. Who is the leaker? Now Trump can sick his attack dogs on them and let it loose. The next year is going to be really fun to watch.
No, I agree. He's got to move quickly and just come out and say, here's the evidence, Hillary, Podesta, Communist Chinese, Russia, grand jury, start indicting them. Just, and go, oh, I'm Nixonian? No, I'm 100 times worse. Nixon didn't do anything. Nixon got set up by the deep state to be removed so they could run everything. We've basically had kept presidents ever since. That's all about to end.
Yeah, the status quo is all being shaken up, and they just can't handle it. But that's pretty much what I wanted to say. I've been thinking things have been going crazy for a couple of years, but I've been watching you for about a year, and since I've been watching you, it really has been opened my eyes and stuff. So we got to keep on fighting the InfoWar.
Well, thank you so much, Harry. Yeah, everybody should get their Trump pants, or Trump is my president. We have a new Trump is my president navy blue shirt. Looks great. And it's about exercising free speech. It's about being a winner patriot, not just a sunshine patriot, and just continuing to march forward and exercise free speech and trigger all the libtards. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888. Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to pearlflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's pearlflowers.com, secret code 1616.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, let's continue to go through your phone calls. I just feel so good right now. I watched Comey let Hillary get away with murder, Obama get away with just crimes that were unbelievable. and then always run his mouth with that Eddie Haskell good boy Leave It to Beaver act. Oh, jolly gee, Mrs. Cleaver. Oh, lordy, lordy. Oh, I'm so nice. Oh. We're done having this country run in the ground. And the traitors have been in charge so long that they're so arrogant they think they're going to boss a president around with made-up Russia ties and shoot their mouths off about killing the president, and the Secret Service and the FBI aren't allowed under their bureaucracy to do anything. I've had guests say mild things about Obama and had the Secret Service show up here. The Secret Service has probably been here 6-7 times over the years. They've been here with subpoenas. When somebody on the message board makes a comment about killing Obama. That was back when we ran our own comments. I do it at a third-party site now so they can deal with the subpoenas. And then I look at, like, the millions and millions. I guess they can't do anything. There's just so many. The media led the way with threaten the president, kill the president. I've had my crews in Ferguson and in Austin and in Dallas and in New York and in L.A. and in Bakersfield, just everywhere. And they're just there going, oink, oink, bang, bang. You know, how many cops? 5 is good. No, 6 is better. 7 is better. Bang, bang, kill the cops. And buses of offloaded college students, a bunch of white ones getting off saying, deck the halls with dead cops. And again, I don't like worship cops, but it was just any group. Let's kill firefighters. Let's kill teachers. It's like, what? I mean, I have to tell you, when I see people organizing saying randomly kill people, I start thinking about that's an armed force against me. I start, you know, as a man, wheels start turning like that's an enemy. And then they sit there running their mouths how they want to kill patriots all day long. I mean, these people don't think we're not. We actually build businesses. We actually hire people. We actually work 17, 18 hours a day. We actually built this country. And all you slack-jawed wimps and communists and dumbasses think you're going to keep running your mouth forever. You keep running your mouth, you're going to run it right into 6 feet under. And that isn't talk. You see what we've done politically. You sit here and push it much longer. Oh, the physical action is not going to come from me. It's going to come from your actions, and you're going to get knocked upside your head. The betas always need that, don't they? They always take alphas being restrained as weakness until you find out. And then you wish you hadn't got kicked upside the head by a horse. The sad part about this is there's no pleasure in killing you. There's no pleasure in running you over. There's no pleasure in defeating you because you're scum. Just get out of the way. Keep enjoying the civilization that the patriots built and stop bitching. But I know you want that rite of passage. You want to piss on your betters. You have criminal energy. I know. And so just keep pushing. Keep pushing. Because once you pass the demarcation line, once you've gone past the point of return, once you've hit the event horizon, just remember you asked for it. Because you start a war, it's one that we will finish. Make no mistake, dumbasses. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Adam in New York. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, brother. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to thank you and everybody at InfoWars for everything you guys do.
Thank you.
I think Trump firing Comey is really positive for him, and I think it's just really good for truth and liberty in general. Maybe, like Ben was saying, we can get an investigation of Hillary and maybe Epstein and Podesta and we get that rolling.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely think, like you were saying, Trump needs to go on the attack. And maybe I'm just being a little too optimistic, but I think this is a victory or maybe an opportunity for the InfoWar. I think with the left right now, I know they've got their shills out trying to do some damage control on this, but right now I feel like their hypocrisy is like really on display, just kind of nakedly, you know, just like you were saying earlier, they're calling for Comey to be fired just not that long ago, even as early as like last week. And now they're, you know, just overreacting with Trump firing him.
Well, that's right. Last week, Hillary said, or I guess 2 weeks ago, she said, oh, it's Comey's fault. He needs to be fired. And then they said it hundreds of times everywhere. Now they're like, oh, my God, it's horrible. You fired him. They think we're goldfish, don't they?
Exactly. It's like, oh,
Trump. Hold on. Stay there. I've got Mark Moreno coming up. I want to get through some of your calls. So we'll get Mark on in about 10 minutes. I'm going to go to Adam, Robert, Beth, and a few others. And then we're going to get Mark Moreno on here. But you're making some great points, Adam. I don't want to cut you short. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. We're going to go on the offense now, or we're going to lose.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5300. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Mark Moreno, former top advisor to Congress on the whole climate change fraud, man-made climate change fraud. He'll join us here in about 5-10 minutes. I wanted to finish up with Adam and Robert and a few others, and I would go to our guests and back to your calls. We have Mike Cernovich with Big Intel. Always a powerful breaking news popping into the third hour, then he'll be hosting the fourth hour today. Please don't forget, we're listener-supported, mainly, by folks buying T-shirts, buying water filtration systems, buying non-GMO heirloom seeds, all sorts of other great products, optics, Vortex, sites. I really use high-quality stuff, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Biome Defense, 50,000 active cultures in each pill. Super high-quality probiotic is back in stock. Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and iodine. Is the only toothpaste of its kind, is now back in stock as well. You can also get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. And that way you can support us each month or every 6 months. You can sign up every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, every year. For us up to auto ship, cancel anytime. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, please spread the word. You know, one of our Chicago affiliates talked about, Matt Nubio last week talked about how they offered him like $500,000. Sounds like a lot. It's not in talk radio to pay for things. To kick my show off air. And that's what stations get, those calls. We've been on that station like 6 years now in Chicago. And he said, you know, he said it doesn't come up to the level of what he loses, not selling us out, but he says he gets $100, $1,000 checks, you know, every month people send him, understanding it's expensive to run a radio station and to do all this and to put a show like mine on. But that's why so many stations continue, because they get ratings. You just don't get the big corporate sponsors. So local businesses need to sponsor, or you need to let local sponsors know while you're supporting them. And you need to make donations. Just, you know, put it in your calendar to send them $100 if you got the money. Look, if people that are nouveau riche, middle class, or wealthy, if you keep holding on to all your money, we're going to lose everything. I mean, imagine if we get this tax cut of 10, 15, 20%. Again, you spend a little bit of money, you get a lot back. This is a war, people. That's why I take the money that comes in. I just expand, and we're changing the world. It's the greatest value I've got in my life is fighting tyranny. That's my great possession. That's the great reward, is knowing we're not sellouts, we're good people. Finishing up, Adam, about Comey and the FBI termination. Go ahead.
I just wanted to reiterate what you were just saying there, Alex. Right now, with the left, with their hypocrisy on display, I think it's an opportunity for the M4. The listeners, I think we need to strike while the iron is hot and just get the word out there about the broadcast and just keep red-pilling people, because they can see the hypocrisy. So we just need to keep supporting the broadcast and get the word out there.
Absolutely. God bless you. Yeah, I read what comes out of the Trump administration, not just what the news says, but what, you know, they put out the minutes of these meetings, so they're transparent. He got rid of all the lobbyists. Nobody's done that in 50 years. Just so many promises he fulfilled. And there's just no thinking about it. He said, we got coal. It's clean. We're going to use it. Carbon tax that was put in by stealth is over. And just hundreds of billions of dollars have been spent trying to put this in place globally, because it would raise $15 trillion a year. That's Al Gore's global carbon tax he wants. A tax on productivity, a tax on the West. Trump just blew all that away, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, he doesn't want carbon taxes on Russia either. But he said, sorry, Russia, our coal's back on the table. Now, their coal, their gas is less valued. He was a Russian agent. He wouldn't do that. But he's also not trying to block Russia being able to sell oil and gas and coal. So he's just bringing free market back. It's a big, big deal. We're going to go to Robert in North Carolina and Beth in Virginia and others. Just bam, bam, bam into the next hour. But I wanted to get Mark Moreno on from ClimateDepot.com, along with Lord Monckton, he works closely with. It's the leading side out there exposing this global fraud. We also carry his new film that they tried to have him arrested for premiering in Paris last year, his film on the whole climate hustle. I know you know all about this, but show it to your high school. Show it to your church. Show it. This is documented. So we have Inconvenient Truth, Part 1, 2006. Polar bears can't swim. They're all dying. Their numbers are up fivefold. You've got all these lies going on. The ice caps will be totally melted in the Arctic and Antarctic by 2013. Total bull. So he joins us to talk about, because I've read the synopsis of it and seen the ad where Al Gore is the savior of the earth in his new Inconvenient Load of Manure Part 2, Inconvenient Part 2. And it's literally fiction showing video animations of drowning, you know, polar bears in the first one. Now the second one is even crazier. Everybody knows lower Manhattan floods every decade or so with a hurricane. Hurricanes are down, like, you know, some of the lows since the, what, 60s or whatever. But that's why they have a slurry wall and drains there, because it floods. It's always been flooding. And that's what happens. There used to be a swamp flooding out from the river, and so now it's sinking like New Orleans. But they just say, I predicted it would flood, and it did. Yeah, that's why it's a giant slurry wall and a giant area that drains the water out. So it's just total lies, but he's the expert on it. He can break it down. Mark Moreno, former top advisor to the Senate on this whole deal. So what is the latest, my friend?
Well, first of all, Alex, you're absolutely right. Al Gore claimed I was right. New York flooded like I predicted. Al Gore predicted half of Florida would permanently be underwater. New York City would permanently be underwater. And as his defense, he uses the one hurricane, which wasn't even classified as a major hurricane. It was a big hurricane and bad, Hurricane Sandy. But we've gone now since 2005 without a Category 3 or larger hurricane making landfall. They're actually in record low numbers and decline in hurricanes. So he uses that one flood from a hurricane, which, as you noted, Alex, is completely expected to prove that he was right. It's kind of like saying, like Barbara Boxer did one time in the Senate, when they had literally, this is no joke, they had tornadoes in Oklahoma one day in 2013, and her and Senator Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island went down to the Senate floor and said, this is what we warned you about with climate change. What, that there would be tornadoes in Tornado Alley? This is the level of stupidity and moronic science that they present. And by the way, they touted their carbon tax as a solution to tornadoes in Tornado Alley. You know, what's next?
That's why people 150 years ago
in Palm Springs or something. I mean, this is how low level the science has become from the man-made climate change promoters.
You're right. And for those that don't live in Texas, the Tornado Alley ends right here in Austin. Sometimes it goes to San Antonio, but it goes right through Oklahoma into Kansas. That's why they have storm cellars all over the place in Texas and Kansas and Oklahoma, because sometimes you'll turn on the news and there'll be 50 tornadoes, you know, in a 100-mile stretch. And I mean, when I was growing up a kid in Dallas, routinely we lived on a hill over the lake, and we'd look out and see tornadoes coming across the lake and then turning into waterspouts. I mean, I just grew up seeing tornadoes all the time. But oh, it's totally new. It's totally new, Mark.
Oh, and by the way, you know, I did, at Climate Depot, just did a whole report. Extreme weather, tornadoes 5 years in a row at or near record lows. Last year, by the record low since records began in the 1950s, keeping count of these. Big tornadoes down significantly. Hurricanes, floods, droughts, either declining or no trend.
Is that because the sun, sunspot, somewhere is down?
Weather fail.
Why is it down, according to the astrophysicists? The sunspots, right?
It could be sunspots, natural cycles. People aren't even sure. What we are sure of is it's not getting worse. Al Gore still goes around and says every night on the news is like a nature walk through the Book of Revelations. No, it's not. It's not even close. And of course, you know, temperature and polar. By the way, polar bears are the highest numbers ever reported this year in the history of polar bear counting.
Aren't they five times what they were according to the Smithsonian Institute? What they were in the 50s? Five times.
We're actually now up to over 30,000, 29,000. Some estimates were over 30,000. We started with about 5,000 to 10,000 estimates back in the 1950s. A lot of it's due to a hunting ban, but it just goes to show you they're not threatened by global warming. They're threatened by predictions of the future. In fact, I took a trip to Greenland with the U.S. Senate and actually argued with one of the scientists, and I said the greatest threat polar bears face are the electrons in the hard drives of the modelers predicting doom.
That's right.
In other words, it's not reality. It's just their computers that are predicting doom. And this is what they do over and over.
Mark, also, as you know, a bunch of environmentalists came out and said Fukushima was because of global warming. Earthquakes, no one's ever claimed that earthquakes are caused. That's caused by tectonic shift.
Don't say no one's ever claimed, Alex, because literally every malady you can think of, from rape, barroom brawls, prostitution, has been blamed on global warming, airline turbulence. And yes, tsunamis, earthquakes have been blamed on global warming, I believe, by United Nations scientists.
No, I know. I mean, obviously no one's serious.
Everything they can.
Well, sure. And of course, for people that don't know, I mean, you just mentioned it, they're claiming Muslims running around murdering everybody is climate change.
Yes. In fact, the interesting thing about the Muslims, they're blaming the Syrian civil war on climate change because of the drought. Keep in mind that drought is actually, I believe it was a 60-year trend, is actually going to global decline in drought, according to extreme weather expert Dr. Roger Pilkey Jr. But having said that, they blame the drought in Syria for the rise of ISIS. And the problem with that is Syria's always had drought. In 1933, the Muslim government in Syria banned the yo-yo because they thought it created drought. Now, in 2017, we have yo-yos trying to ban the SUV and American energy because they think it causes bad weather and global warming. We have not advanced as a culture.
All right. Now, you and Lord Monk are on the front lines of this. I mean, I know we're winning because of the hacked emails, high the decline 6 years ago. 7 years ago, how time flies, and all the evidence coming out. They've gone from global freezing to global warming. Now they say climate change. Well, of course climate change is happening. It's just not anthropogenic. Even their fake models say we're like, what, half the percent of any change. So where are they going now? Because as you've said many times, we're winning the intellectual battle, but they're still bureaucratically in charge, and they just don't care. They're rolling forward. How is Trump affecting that? Because we've got Trump turning the coal back on, all these great things, but then we've got Ivanka, who I didn't elect, God love her, you know, hanging out with Merkel and saying, I'm going to get daddy to stop this. And then you got, you know, you've got Bill Maher saying she's giving him hand jobs and stuff. I mean, this has reached a new level.
Yeah, I try not to get involved in that, just sort of the palace intrigue of Ivanka and of what's happening there. I firmly believe that Donald Trump is going to do the right thing, keep his campaign promise, and keep his political philosophy. People have said, oh, he's been all over the place. If you go back to the 1980s, look at his Oprah Winfrey interviews. He was not a globalist. He was a nationalist. He was America first. And I don't see how Donald Trump could stay in a United Nations climate treaty if those views, which he's held consistent since at least the 1980s, come true. And he will not. I can't imagine him not withdrawing from this. Now, there might be different methods by which he does it. He could submit it to the Senate. He could withdraw from the United Nations process. He could just try to cancel the treaty specifically. And that remains to be seen. But I do not see us going forward with this treaty, regardless of what his daughter did. But here's the thing, Alex. You asked me where they go from here. I went to the March for Science, and I went to the People's Climate March attending it. And I was outed. I didn't even know I was in, as the old Seinfeld episode said. They outed me. They denied me press credentials. They actually tried to deny me. This is a bizarre story. Coffee creamer. I'm not making this up. But there was a guy in the VIP area. We finally argued and got our press credentials late. They made us wait about an hour and a half. We missed a lot of the interviews. We went into the press area at this People's Climate March in Washington, D.C., and this guy would go around and out me to all the politicians, there was Senator Whitehouse and others, whispering in their ear, the hand was, this guy's a climate denier, this guy's a climate denier, trying to shut down all my interviews. I went over to the coffee table, which was for the media, had a cup of black coffee, and I went and they were all nice to me. And the guy came up and said, he's a climate denier. And they tried to deny me, and they did deny me coffee cream. I had to argue with them. And finally, I said, you're going to deny me coffee cream because I don't agree with you on global warming. And finally, they actually handed over the two creams I was requesting for my coffee. That's how petty and authoritarian these guys are. Just
they have a word for it. It's called.
And at the same time, they want to throw you in jail, as Bill Nye and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and others have advocated.
Oh, that's why I wanted to get you on, not just about Al Gore's new BS film coming out, Inconvenient Load of Baloney Part 2. Bill Nye, as I'm sure you know, they've edited on Netflix his old TV show from the 90s where it shows a woman explaining the genders, and they're now saying chromosomes don't cause it and science isn't real. So they have this movement called Science is Real, arrest Mark Moreno, attorney generals are meeting, or you know, arrest Alex Jones. I've now reached that famed club. I'm very honored. These people are crazy. And they're now saying male and female doesn't exist. What is going on here?
Well, you're absolutely right. In 1996, Bill Nye's Netflix show, which, by the way, I can attest to his rock star status among people under, say, age 28 or 25. Last year in Central Park, when I interviewed Bill Nye, we were surrounded by about 30, 40 high school kids and older who just view him as a celebrity because they grew up in public schools watching these videos.
Being forced to watch it.
One of the videos they watched was 1996, where Bill Nye talks about chromosomes and talks about how they determine whether you're a boy or a girl. Guess what? Fast forward to 2017, gender fluidity. Not only does Bill Nye show up dancing ice cream sexuality, and I'm not making that up. He's actually dancing to this song and this group that's trying to promote this, you know, gender fluidity. Bill Nye unilaterally changed the science that he once promoted and now says that, you know, there is no way we can determine sexuality. It's very complicated, and it's no longer science-based, according to Bill Nye, the alleged science guy.
That's right. Just ignore nature and then claim that nurture is overpowering. That's just denying the laws of gravity. And it just shows they're all day saying we're denying science. They're all day saying you should be arrested, you know, to your face. And then he's sitting there saying chromosomes don't affect the gender. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yes. And not only did he do that, he was the headliner at the March for Science in Washington, D.C., along with a guy named Michael Mann. If you remember that, you just referenced it earlier, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
The ClimateGate scandal. This is the guy who was the lead United Nations author who was caught in the emails asking people to delete files.
Hide the decline.
Freedom of Information Act requests, or at least it certainly appeared that way. And he appeared with Bill Nye. Bill Nye at this march, the morning of it, went on TV to debate Will Happer, a man who's done over 200 peer-reviewed science publications. He's a legend at Harvard, a physicist who's a climate dissenter, a climate skeptic. Bill Nye had the audacity to insult him and tell CNN they had no business featuring this renowned scientist on the air because it was not, because they should not be allowed to debate global warming. He was trying to shut down someone who Bill Nye couldn't even come close to mimicking any of his credentials, Will Happer. And so Bill Nye is trying to stifle the debate. He's trying to change.
Well, that's just the opposite of science. Because obviously, he can't debate us. The chromosomes.
He can love them.
Exactly. He can't debate us that chromosomes choose the sex. So he just doesn't want to debate us. He just says, oh, forget the scientists. I don't want to have them on about climate change. Just, no, no, he's not real. I'm Bill Nye. I'm royal. Shut him up. Arrest Mark Moreno.
Yes. In fact, when I interviewed him, I asked him specifically for the Climate Hustle film, what about Robert F. Kennedy calling for people to be jailed? Bill Nye had no problem with jailing climate skeptics. And you asked me where this is going, you know, with all the, with the next step. Activist People's Climate March and these marches where Bill Nye attended, they have attorney generals of the United States from Democratic states. And the new tactic, Alex, this is what they're going after. You have a tornado in Oklahoma. You have a hurricane here. You have a severe storm. You have flooding in Tennessee. They are now, these attorney generals are going to start going after energy companies as a shakedown and say you caused and made this bad weather worse in Texas, Oklahoma,
Florida. Talk about quack BS. Let's talk about that.
And start suing them for damages. This is the new venue, and there's no reason to think it won't be successful given all the judges Obama's appointed. I don't see how.
Stay there. I want to hear about this.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection. The worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Waging war on
corruption, fractions, lies, and disinformation. My service is coming up after I go to Robert and Beth and a few others that have been holding the longest, but I'll continue with your calls into the next hour. Then Turner Mitchell hosts the fourth hour. I'm about to launch a bunch of new live shows on radio, TV here in the next few months, so get ready for that. We're just beta testing it all right now. We've got to expand what we're doing in the face of the globalists. Mark Moreno is our guest. Folks, I know our audience, most of you know that man-made climate change is made up, and it's a scam for carbon taxes, okay? The public still doesn't get it. They're brainwashing kids in schools. Lord Monckton and Moreno have made them pull it out of schools in the UK because inconvenient truth has been proven to be a total lie. But we're far from winning this, so we've got to get more aggressive. We tend to think, you know, oh, we've already proven this. Just because Trump's having some victories doesn't mean we're out of the woods. And you look at how they're announcing they want to arrest people, 15 attorney generals being run by Cuomo out of New York, and you've got them, yeah, saying, I saw this in the news, we're going to start lawsuits. Kids are suing Trump. They're suing energy companies saying, you're hurting my future. I guess they think they can get idiot juries with kids going, the carbon dioxide caused a tornado. I'm scared. Oh, let me give you a $50 billion, baby. Meanwhile, General Electric's, you know, given some waiver by Obama. So this is racketeering, and they know what they're doing. So I want to ask Mark how we defeat this briefly, and then the whole Comey thing. What do you think of that? Sorry, Mark, your audio isn't turned up yet. Just start over. Go ahead.
I interviewed – thank you. I'll talk first talk about the climate and then briefly on Comey. But I interviewed Senator Whitehouse of Rhode Island, the man who wants to use racketeering RICO statutes against climate skeptics in the U.S. He absolutely defended his position. He said that he views climate skeptics as fraud. What climate skeptics like myself and others are engaging in, Lord Monckton, and because he believes that the science is so settled in his favor that any dissent is essentially equivalent to fraud and therefore prosecution.
And that's the same old brainwashing line they've had for 20 years. It's like chromosomes don't pick sex. The science is settled.
Exactly. And they also, I touched on it when we went to the break. I may have had trouble hearing you and I was still talking, but they're calling it poisoned weather. That's why the science is so important. I went through every bit of extreme weather. Not only is extreme weather not getting worse, it's either at record low or declining trend or at the best, no trend.
But you turn the news on, they say hurricanes are worse than ever, even though they admit it's at a 30-year low.
I know. And what they'll do a lot of times, what they'll say is that they'll mention an economic damage figure. Well, any number, because of inflation and the cost of things, is going to be a lot worse than it was 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. So you can always say, oh, the financial damages are at a record. And that's true because of inflation. But it's not true science-wise because of actual extreme
trends. Sure, not in the aggregate.
They're calling it poisoned weather. And that's what I find fascinating. And they're saying that fossil fuel poison weather thing, again, no basis in science. And you're absolutely right. It's a shakedown. This is what Jesse Jackson used to do on Wall Street and Al Sharpton. They would go to the Wall Street companies and say, hey, you know, you have the black population has 11% and your company's only at 9%. You know, you got to pay us money or we're going to start filing suit. You're going to be paying millions. You're going to have bad PR. And the companies would pay up. And that's how they do it. They're going to start going after energy CEOs. I don't know how strong energy CEOs are going to be, Alex, that many even coal companies, oil companies, Rex Tillerson, president of Trump's own secretary of state, all support a, quote, seat at the table at the United Nations. I think the table should be upended, not a seat at the table. But that's
sure. In closing, Comey, what do you think of the firing?
Comey, I think it's a brilliant move. And here's one of the things that Donald Trump has done. I don't think the media understands this. He has a way of deflecting attention. He'll do something that gets the chattering media, including Fox News, including MSNBC, CNN, all of them, talking nonstop about the latest Trump, whether it's a Trump tweet, a Trump action. And meanwhile, he's then free to do, without any media scrutiny, the things that he's there to do. And what he's done is probably the greatest deregulatory stunt in the first 100 days of any president.
Beautiful.
Including Ronald Reagan. He's getting stuff done that he can get done immediately, and it's an amazing thing to watch. He does he's deflecting his attention with this kind of stuff with the media. I have no problem what he did with Comey. This is exactly what the media and the Democrats called for months.
That's right. All right, Mark. ClimateDepot.com. Great job. Thank you so much. All right, your calls are straight ahead. And Mike Cernovich, stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the word. They're trying to censor us. Spread InfoWars.com. Don't let them stop us. It's an act of rebellion against tyranny. InfoWars.com.